Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Kim Weston, the Black National Anthem.
Days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. And I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, the Drive Bones Connection on Saturday. This is a special show that we're having to give recognition to a very honorable young lady, and to hear about her adventures to how she got to where she is today. So today, we're happy to introduce Cadet Deputy Commander Nala Cosby. And Nala, when you're ready, honey, we're just looking forward to everything. To tell us all about you. From what I understand, you started when you were five?
5 years old. I met a Tuskegee Airman in the Northland Mall. And his name was Major Bob Tillman, and he was one of the first Black paratroopers, I am now a graduate of Davis Aerospace Technical High School, and I have a program called Kids Can Soar, where we teach kids about aviation and rocketry and in outer space, and Thank you for having me as well.
Oh, honey, thank you for coming. It's an honor that you're here with us. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
I'm just fascinated by you. I mean, everything that, you know, your mother and Miss Kim was sharing about you has just been fascinating. You're a fascinating young lady and a true inspiration.
Thank you.
Yeah, so now tell me, you're a pilot?
Yes, I just got accepted to MIAT, Michigan Institute of Aviation and Technology. That's in Canton, Michigan. And I'm training for robotic engineering. Yes.
So now, how far have you flown so far? You know, I mean, just in Michigan, or no, have you went across states, or
have
you went to the moon?
Well, no, not yet to the moon, no, ma'am. I have been flying in Michigan. And also, I'm in Civil Air Patrol. It is 90% of search and rescue for United States Air Force. So I've also flown with them and doing glider flights with them as well.
Wow.
And also I have flown in Cessnas 172 and 82 of Cessnas. Yes.
Oh, my. Now, which do you prefer? Is there any part of flying that you like better over the other?
I like the autopilot of the Cessna, where you can just let the airplane fly itself. You have rest from flying. I like that part.
So you like the autopilot, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Wow. Now, also, I heard you singing. You have such a beautiful voice. So you're a very talented young lady.
Yes, I am.
So you sing.
Yes, ma'am.
So you sing. You're a pilot. And you're going to MIT. So, I mean, what is there left for you to come?
MIT.
Oh, wait a minute. We forgot to ask that you've been Miss Juneteenth before. They even had that, we all knew about Juneteenth, but now they had to make it so that it was recognized as a holiday. What are your thoughts about that? And you've been holding that title for years.
Well, I am happy that it's a holiday now, and now we have a new crowning of a little girl that has Miss Juneteenth. I have been crowned Juneteenth 5 years now, so I was in middle school, and it felt really good to see others being involved and with being with the community and being together, even during this pandemic as well. So it felt good.
Yeah. I bet it did. Now, how old were you when you first started being Miss Juneteenth?
I was at least 15.
So how does it feel now to see it being a national holiday? Something that you were already doing.
Well, I am very proud that it's the national holiday. Not a lot of people know what the importance of Juneteenth is and how it was actually originated in Texas in 1865.
You said now it's another little girl that's been Miss Juneteenth, and she's 5 years old. Do you have any tips for her?
Can you repeat that?
I said there's a little girl now that is taking your places there, Miss Juneteenth, and I asked, do you have any tips for her?
Yes, I do. I have some tips for her, just to be herself. That you can do anything if you put your mind to it, and just keep on going, even when times are hard, especially during this pandemic. I have to say, I've been going through a lot during this pandemic, but I have been pushing myself through a lot of obstacles. So, yes, those are some few tips I would say to her.
Yes, and so you've already picked your colleges. And now from what I understand, you got two scholarships.
Yes, ma'am. One from my robotics team, and one from the Optimist International, and that was a program that taught about having the class for interviews, and that was also sponsored by Macy's as well. It was taught about interviews and how to dress for an interview. It was really good. It was a really good session that was during the summer, they had during the summer that I went to.
And that's good. I mean, that's good for people of all ages. Now, from what I was told by your mom was that you asked the question when they were first talking about mentors, and you wanted to know if there were any women mentors.
Yes.
So you started a whole new
program. Pardon
me?
Yes, especially women in aviation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so now you have
that 6% rate of women in the field of aviation now. And it's not a lot of women having a mechanical field as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you do the mechanics as well?
Yes, ma'am. It's less than, I believe it's 2% of women in aviation, in the aviation field.
Mm-hmm.
Black, yes.
Black women, all right. Well, that's great. Now, how old are you? Do you mind me asking how old you are?
Yes, ma'am. I am 18 now. Yes.
18? So that's, wow. And you are a cadet deputy commander.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, all right. Now, I don't fully understand the military term, so can you explain that title?
Yes, ma'am. What a deputy commander means, having the ability to making sure the cadet, like the ages of the age group for the cadets is the age of 12, and also the senior members, the age of 21, make sure they are safe in keeping, making sure they are safe and making sure no one is harmed. Also, our four core values are integrity, respect, volunteer service, and excellence in all we do.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, from what I understand, you wanted your tie between doing the not search and rescue, but, well, let's say rescue. I guess it would be search and rescue for national disasters and things like that, where you'll fly and assist people that need help during those times.
Yes, ma'am.
So what made you decide that that's the route that you wanted to go?
Well, because being in Civil Air Patrol is more than just search and rescue. Also, they teach cadets and also senior members about how to survive during disastrous storms, and also how to camp and how to use different weapons and how to use different materials, being outdoors in the woods and also being on a mountain. And also different type of animals we have to look out for, and different type of plants, and also things like a heat stroke to look out for, different types of signs to look out for, and health and wellness, and so it's a lot that we talk about and also deal with during Civil Air Patrol.
Mm-hmm. Nala, I have a surprise for you.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yes, I have a surprise for you, baby. Okay. Okay, my surprise. You with me, my surprise? I just opened your line.
I sure am. How you doing, Nyla?
Hello.
I don't even have to say my name. I know she knows me and her mother. Who am
good
I, Nyla?
Yes. Good hearing you, sir.
Hey, let me mention something, and I haven't heard of
Colonel Wright.
Hey, how you doing? You know I'm going to ask you that because that daughter didn't appear on this earth without the help of her mother, and I know both of them quite well, and because of that mother being energetic and supportive and so busy in Detroit with her program, it rubbed off on Miss Nyla from a very early age of 5 years old. And that's when I first met her. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
I have watched her grow, and I'm proud of her graduating through high school. I have seen her mother help her in many ways, and she has been able to take a situation and turn it around for the good. We all have some dark days. I've had some. We all have some, and you go through them as you can. But she's learned, even that COVID-19, it's the first time I heard her kind of talking to her, but you can hear that there was some pain in there. There's some adjustment to it. And that COVID-19 did a work on me, too. But I don't talk about it because it gets personal to everybody in their own way. But we breathe in and able to share with others to move forward. To move forward is the key. And what I hear Nyla saying, she is in the flying in such a way, so many ways. One of the things I've tried to get her into is radio broadcasting, Ms. Poindex. And I believe a good friend of mine in Detroit there by the name of Ms. Val Francine Monroe, she's on another radio station there in Detroit. I don't know if you heard of her, Nyla, have you?
Yes, I have, sir. Yes.
I've known her. She called in my radio show when I was on the air in Detroit, and she told me that she appreciated me motivating her, and I had no clue she was even out there listening. And that's what I learned about you, and I want to pass that on to you because what you're talking about on the radio show today is probably mentoring young ladies out there. You talk when you're looking for other women in aviation, they will want to find you because you're talking about it. But you're going to help another little girl 5 years old, like where you started, based on a different way. And that's growing. That's sharing God's gift that you have. And I know you're very spiritually motivated, Christian-based and church-based, because I know the church you've been to. And I've seen you do theater work, too. Now, Ms. Poindex didn't talk about that, but I know you've been in some church plays. You had your mother. This is what I'm bringing out the most surprise because that girl can act. I've seen her do it up front and close and personal. I mean, to a mother, her mother was Mother Mary in this one particular illustrated sermon message I enjoy. And I mean, to watch Nyla be the young child coming up within that and learning that you don't get no closer to being the mother of God in an illustrated sermon as you can get. That's spirit motivation all by itself, characterization. And it has developed her now. She's not on drugs. She's not in jail. She's not in trouble. She's not pregnant. And she's not doing anything but good. That's motivation for a lot of girls. I say, you can make it.
I'm thankful. I'm so honored that you came to the line, Colonel Wright, because I can say that, you know, my prayer, I'm sorry, I'm Sophia, Nyla's mom, my prayer when I had Nyla, I know the challenges that little black girls face, you know, and dealing with, you know, identity and, you know, self-esteem and my main thing that I prayed for is that she would have the right mentors. And I can literally say that day we were walking through Northland Mall and she was just singing Amazing Grace. And one thing I would do, and people would always say, why do you always have her so dressed up? Why do you always have her so dressed up? And I would say to them, we never know who she may meet. But that's not the most important thing. I want her to know she's beautiful every day. It doesn't have to be a special occasion for her to put on a beautiful dress and for her to, you know, to have her hair done in a beautiful way. I wanted her to be raised with that self-esteem, you know, not knowing that confidence and that God confidence that was being built in her. We had no idea when she was five that she would become the first Miss Juneteenth in the state of Michigan. All that happened that day, we were just being the regular mother and daughter that we are. And she was just singing through Northland Mall. And as she mentioned, Major Bob Tillman, one of the first black paratroopers of the Triple Nickels, he heard her singing. And, you know, he was a Detroit Tuskegee Airmen chapter member. They just so happened to be having a program at Northland. And he heard her singing. And he said, there's something about her. And he asked if she could come and sing. And she sang in the program that day. And she continued from that day forward. And I was sharing earlier today, we went from her being 5 years old, singing in programs at Northland Mall, then we bring it all the way up to just maybe a few weeks ago on Memorial Day, we had a dedication of a Tuskegee memorial statue at the City of Detroit Airport. And there
she was in her Civil
Air Patrol uniform, singing the national anthem and Lift Every Voice and Sing at that memorial as a graduate of Davis Aerospace High School. So, I mean, it was such a full circle moment. It really was.
Yeah.
It truly was. Yes.
At the school
that
she's talking about, Major Bob Tilden and I went over to teach. Go ahead.
No, I was saying that, and she's still attached to Motown today because she's involved with Miss Kim. She's involved with Kim Weston.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One of the things about Nyla, I believe her diversity is really just now starting, to blossom. And that's just me filling with vision because she has to be at a point where mom kind of cuts apron strings, if you will, so now it can spread her wings and fly. And her mother knows exactly what I'm talking about. Here's where the eagles begin to fly. They have to come out of the nest, and they have to spread their wings, beak up, wings out, claws out. And that means you have to go after your hunt and take it out. And I believe she's going to do that in full flight. And there's nothing like flying up in the air solo that she has done inside of Cessna, inside an aircraft, inside a glider, inside an aircraft of her choice later on. I can see her flying 747s. I can see her flying an F-18 if that's in her vision, or just be the nurse or the medical side she wants to go on. Either way, she's going to be good at whatever it is she's going to do, and I know that.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so very much. It all goes back to, again, the mentors. I tell people all the time, I always share with parents. I'm the parent liaison for our Detroit 100 squadron. And let's also make it a point to share that our squadron, we're honored that we're able to wear the name of the Tuskegee Airmen, Detroit 100 squadron, written Detroit 100 squadron. So she has the Tuskegee Airmen logo on her uniform. So what's so amazing about that is that when she put that uniform on, she already knew history behind that uniform. And so it means more than just putting on a uniform and being a part of Civil Air Patrol. She knows that she's standing on the shoulders of giants. And what's beautiful about it is that many of them are still in our lives today. You know, Colonel Jefferson, documented original Tuskegee Airmen. He blessed her, you know, with a replica of the Star on Hollywood. Just for her performances and things, sharing the Tuskegee Airmen story using the arts. And so to have original Tuskegee Airmen like him, we've also had, we call him Papa, Preston Jowers. Preston Jowers, he was 104 years old. He was an original mechanic with the Tuskegee Airmen.
Yeah.
And so we were able to share life with him. He has transitioned recently within the past year. But to be able to have him to pray over her before she would go to her classes or go to her flight training. That matters.
Oh,
That means so very much. Yes.
And you know what? Let me add something. I'm with the Tidewater. You know, I used to be the squadron commander of Detroit 100 Red Tails years ago in Detroit. But I'm over at Tidewater now, which is in Hampton, Virginia. And we have a flight program there put together for drones and other aircraft. And there was a young man. We was at the aviation demonstration here, and you can pull it up on Google here just recently here in Virginia. And a young man came up to me who's a paraplegic, and he came up there. Of course, he's in a wheelchair, and the guy who brought him there, he was kind of looking, and he had one good arm in his right hand, and he used the joystick to control. That's the only part of his body that wasn't locked down, if you will. His head and neck is moving, all that. But his hand was free enough to use that. I said, would you like to fly with me today? He said, sure. Didn't nobody ask me that. And he's a good 19 years old. And Nyla hasn't heard this. I want to let her know what happens when the Lord puts you out there. So I was out there with our commander, Pastor Chaplain Burrell, Colonel, and he's in charge of our current chaplain there in Tidewater. He was there with a DOTA. And let me tell you what that word DOTA means. They're documented original Tuskegee Airmen. Documented. That's where I wish I learned over here words. They don't know what it means. I want to make sure we have that. And that's the historical side of it. And you don't hear this in the schools. You don't hear this in a lot of places. Their work and what they've done for history to help us to get into flight now. That's why our job as support staff, which Nyla is the support side, and then her mother's support side, and then my side, and I've been both Army and Air Force, but our job is to extend their work in aviation, and I'm going to do that. And I see it as a lot of other students, I believe, are out there waiting to help and parents waiting to jump on board, because our job is education. It's straight out of STEM, science, technology, engineering, math, and those are the ones that I like teaching. But on my side, and Nyla knows, I use AIR because we have to have artificial intelligence, if you will. I call it almighty intervention, you know, being a preacher. I got those again.
All right.
And then AIR is for rescue, restoration, and resurrection. I had the word put together. And then let's go and jump on the end of it, cat, because I had to think of Nyla. I had to think of Sophia and watch where I put them in there. Communication, art, and theater. That's what she does. That's what those ladies do right there. So I'm an air steer cat, and so are they. Because our job is to teach aviation, but do it where our specialty is our strength. Back to the young man. Watch this. There's two people I'm going to put in there where Nyla can get somebody. So I wanted to hear his testimony. This is something I didn't expect. The chaplain's daughter was there watching through the day what was going on. I had two other students that came in, and four Tuskegee Airmen, this young kid came in, and he was not black either. Let me let you know, he was not. He spent most of the day with me in Hampton. He spent it was on Prince of Anne's location in Virginia Beach, where this occurred just 2 weeks ago. And he stayed with me, and he was able to fly a Cessna. Because he couldn't get into Civil Air Patrol. Civil Air Patrol sitting right next to me. So he's going to join them because of that.
Wow.
Now, the third one, the daughter of Pastor Burrell's daughter, she has never touched, Nyla, here it is, she has never touched aviation before, the drone or any part of it, kind of like you did. Now, watch this. This young lady has to be at least, I believe, 13 years old. How long do you think, Nyla, do you think I was able to get her to fly solo with a 737 in her hand on that flight simulator? How long do you think it took?
I know probably during that day.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah,
any other guesses from anybody? Sophie, you want to jump in there or Ms. Poindexter?
I'm listening. I'm just in awe.
I know she was inspired by the young man, so I know when see something like that, that it doesn't take long.
No. You say it again, Sophia. Say it again. It doesn't take long.
When they see something like that, it doesn't take long.
Her father was sitting right there. I said, Chaplain, are you watching? He said, I'm listening, man. I'm just watching. He was so quiet. He didn't know how to. He was writing notes, and Dodo was sitting right there. I can't call his last name. But he was sitting there, and he was like, what is he doing? What is he doing? Because they don't use simulators in Tuskegee Airmen side. We usually use the Civil Air Patrol side to use it, because we use it for, like I did with Detroit 100, for the they were using rockets. We were doing drones back in, 2000? Nyla, around 2000 when we first started.
I know you all gifted her first one. I think it was for her sixth birthday.
Yeah. Oh, my.
So we were
doing
early. This young lady took exactly 2 minutes.
Wow.
I'm not surprised.
Nyla. Wow.
And she jumped on her simulator.
My earliest student, which was exactly 1 year old, in Tarboro, North Carolina. And that was 2017, the Boys and Girls Club with mother.
What was your first lesson like? What was your first lesson like, if you could think back that far?
Yeah, my first lesson was in a program called Young Eagles at the airport, Common Aeon City Airport. And I flew with someone named Tupper, Lieutenant Tupper, And it was a lot of fun being up there, looking down from the aircraft. It looked like Legos from down there.
Oh, wow.
And it was turbulent, but it felt like a roller coaster. It was fun. Yeah.
You weren't scared at all? You weren't scared at all?
Can you repeat that?
You weren't scared at all? You weren't scared?
A little bit. I was scared, but once we took off, it was nice and peaceful up there. It was very peaceful and beautiful. And in the water.
And it was good that her first experience was in a glider. And so that ride was just amazing because it's like she's literally up there soaring. And
yep.
I remember when she came down, what I thought was that day, I'm taking my 11-year-old daughter, and she's just going to go to the Young Eagles program, and she's just going to meet a few Tuskegee Airmen. I didn't know
yeah.
she was going to climb into the – I had no idea that she was going to climb into the co-pilot.
Okay.
But that's what Young Eagles is all about. It's about exposing children at 8 years old and up to aviation.
Yes.
And so they take their first introductory ride. The parent signs off. And when I say it was in that moment that I had to really let her go and trust her to the God who created the skies. In that moment,
yeah.
that was my testing moment as well. Because I could have, as her mother said, we're going to wait. She's my only
yes.
child. I could have done that.
Yes.
And she didn't know that I was afraid. I stayed calm in front of her. But, I mean, my whole insides, I had butterflies all in my stomach. And I was so nervous. And what's so amazing, it actually ties right into what you shared, Colonel, because what happened was that as I was waiting, as Nyla took off to do her first flight, I was waiting.
Yeah,
and a Tuskegee yeah. Airman came up to me. And he shared the story of another amazing young lady. And I'll let Nyla share about this young lady because last night at our at Nyla's Kids Can Soar program that she was
mm-hmm.
speaking of, we have it every Friday at the airport, we shared this young lady's story. And Nyla, she can share, and you'll see how it ties right into what you were just saying, Colonel.
Yes, Jessica
yeah.
Cox, she only flies with her feet. Yeah.
Yeah. So she has no hands. And what else? What other things that she accomplished?
She's
a black belt.
Black belt
in karate. She's the first. She's the first pilot to actually receive her pilot certification. And but she flies with her feet. She has
yes.
no arms and she has no hands. Jessica.
Oh
Kyle.
Wow.
So it was on that
oh,
first
I think
day.
I think I've heard of
yeah.
Her.
Yes. Ooh, amazing. Yes, and so I was actually introduced to her story on that very first day when Nyla went up. When they showed me that story, when the Tuskegee Airmen showed me the story of Jessica Cox, I said, you know, if
yeah.
that young lady's mother trusted her to be in an airplane and
yeah.
learn to fly, who am
yeah.
I to stop my daughter? Yes.
I don't know. Y'all are good because I still would have been not my daughter.
I know. My only child.
You know what? your mothers, your parents, and let me take it from a father's perspective, not all the mothers talk. There's a heartfelt moment to a mother because their child, they birthed the child. There's a closer tie. But a father like me and watching my daughter, I have a daughter who's in the Air Force, and she's been there longer than me in full uniform, 21 years, straight Air Force consistent, my daughter. And her birthday
wow.
is actually next week. She was born in 1979, so you all can figure out how old she is. But she is still saying, she told me today I'm going to pass you up.
Yes.
What'd you say?
Colonel, your daughter is 42.
There you go. And she's still there.
Yeah,
my
son was born in 80. Yes.
Yep.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, she said, she going to pass me up? I said, well, I made 33 years in three different branches of service, and then
yes.
still whatever, throw the hand with that. Now, you got a lot to pass
and
up.
And I'm
she
sure,
got quiet.
And I'm sure you can agree with this, Colonel. It's only parents whose children have actually done this can literally say, okay, I watched my child walk for the first time.
But now I've watched my child fly for the first time. And you get that same feeling when they land. Oh, my gosh. Do you see them coming in? The plane is about to land, and they land. And they, oh, my gosh. It's I can't explain the feeling of it. I cannot explain the feeling of it. Seeing her actually land there at the airport in that Cessna. No, I have no words to explain how that feels.
There's a point of transformation that goes on with God and pilot up there. That's why the Air Force talks about aiming high. It's a military concept from the Army, because we always say be all we can be. But aiming high, the Air Force has got it right. Go as far as you can and get in God's backyard and just enjoy yourself and play a little while. And when God lets you in his yard to play, you don't want to come back down. It's such free up there. There's nothing up there. If you take and go high enough, you can actually float in the air. And that's worth doing. That's what Air Force teaches other pilots to do when they want to go to NASA. So they understand it kind of early before they go into NASA training. They got to be able to be buoyant at zero gravity. And that is where you float at. And that is something to feel. And I hope Nyla gets to feel that one day. And she might want to say, you know what, I can go to Mars. Have I asked you that, Nyla? You should look at Mars. I did, because I believe she can look at Venus also. They say it's for women, and no woman has touched it yet, as far as I know.
And also to connect with what you were saying about the aim high, it's a beautiful thing that what we're covering now for Kids Can Soar, we're starting our summer programming for Kids Can Soar, and we are actually covering those six principles of the Tuskegee Airmen.
Yeah,
and Nyla, she can share what those six principles are, because we actually started with the first one yesterday.
Yes. Number one is aim high. Number two is believe in yourself. Number three is use your brain. Number four, be ready to go. Number five, never quit. Number six, expect to win.
Yeah, so
say it again slow. So everybody get it. Say it real slow.
Yes.
Aim high is the first one?
Yes.
What's the second one?
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself. Is that through faith or believe in you from what perspective? There's a thought. I want to get you to think on that one. Because you got to have faith. You got to have belief in there. And that's very true.
You need to have faith. You need to have, like, faith in yourself, basically.
All right. And the next one is your brain is what?
Is use your brain.
Right? That means think. Plan ahead.
Yeah. Think. Mm-hmm.
Yes. What's the fourth one?
Situation. Car situation.
What about a situation? Do what with it?
Yeah, what about situations?
What do you do in a situation? You challenge it?
Like your challenges, like one challenge that I would have is, let me see, use my brain. Let me try to think.
Like what happened during the pandemic? Share with that.
Oh, yes. I had to be online, and so I had to adjust to a new schedule. And so I had to create a new schedule for myself, and also having to turn things in on time. And so it was different.
You're right.
Her morning was pretty intense because that first class was a 3-hour aviation class.
Yeah.
And that's what she had the first thing in the morning every morning.
Yeah.
So that was quite a challenge.
Yes.
Just think of the first thing we ever showed in still with her also with her training. Think of 9/11. The only aircraft that the president allowed to fly over those two twin towers that just came down was Civil Air Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
Another aircraft, not an F-18, not a 16, not even nothing, but Civil Air Patrol Cessna sat above them twin towers.
And as a matter of fact, many of the photos that you see were taken by Civil Air Patrol search and rescue airplane. And a lot of people they don't know that. We also they take the aerial photos of disaster areas, and that's very key when it comes to search and rescue.
Can you repeat that?
I was asking Nala, is that one of the things that she wants to do?
Oh yes, one of my options
especially, I have a lot of options so that I want to do.
Yes, you do. You have a lot of options.
A lot.
And then with the foundation that you started and everything, I mean, do you want to tell us about your foundation that you started?
The Kids Consort. How I did that was my mother and I wanted to tell my mother I wanted kids to come and learn about aviation and learn about outer space and having fun to get out the house as well, since we are in the pandemic right now, for the experience what it's like to talk to a female aviator. And so they also taught me to fly in princess as well as being a Juneteenth and also training to become a pilot. So it's definitely heartwarming.
And then we even had a science day on a Saturday where we had different tables set up. And so we had an aerospace table. We had a paleontology table where they had to dig for bones. And so we had a lot of fun, just a lot of fun with exploring the different sciences with children. And the kids had so much fun. They built rockets with Nyla, and they actually did a rocket launch. And they asked the kids that day, they started calling her Miss Rocket Scientist.
Oh, my. And Nyla, you are truly a blessed young lady. You said your mother involved with your education from the time you were little. Is there anything that you think could have been different? I don't see how it could have been improved, but is there any other way that you think it could have went? I mean, from what I understand, your mother and your grandmother. Your mother and your grandmother. And they even helped you set the principles in your own class, other students.
When she first started in the robotics team, what's the robotics team name again?
Red Tails Team 2591, and I had received a scholarship for my robotics team, and so last winter, I had to present on something called the Homeless Pod, and so I had to gather my team to present on what the homeless pod is and how I wanted the homeless to have physical health and to have shelter areas for them to sleep and for them to have cleaning supplies as well, because they are in this pandemic.
And so those homeless pods, they're used in some places. Like I know they use them in Germany, but they actually have a solar roof to them. And so a lot went into that research. She had to research materials that would be used. And the way that this occurred was that due to the pandemic, the FIRST Robotics International Program, they weren't able to have competitions as far as with the robotics competitions due to COVID. So instead, they had each team to have a team leader designated, and that team leader led their team through some type of research project that could help in the community. So we had students who their project was build a robot that could deliver groceries to the seniors, and so they had some great and amazing ideas. And so that homeless pod, again, that would serve as a shelter for the homeless. As she said, it would also have like a solar roof so they can stay warm in the wintertime. And so it was an amazing idea that the students, they researched materials and everything for it. And so it was just an amazing experience for them to work together, even though they couldn't be together physically. She led the team in coming together to do that research.
That is great. Now I have a question for both of y'all. So it's individual, but it's the same question. So Nala, if you don't mind, I'm going to go to your mother first. Nala's mom, Sophia, what suggestions would you make for young mothers today to set their daughters, and we're also going to add their sons, on the path to success?
We cannot say, as people of faith, I would first and foremost say you have to have God at the center. Christ has to be at the center, because failure is going to happen. disappointment is going to happen. But what I can say, and I've seen it with Nyla, because she's dealt with the racism, she's dealt with the sexism. She's had literally a Tuskegee experience where people assume that she's a young black girl, you know, from Detroit. They didn't believe that she was really flying. Even some of our own relatives thought we were just taking pictures in airplanes and making up something. But when they actually came and saw her, it really, it was shocking to a lot of them. And a lot of them actually didn't come until years and years later, like for the, like the last memorial event that we had at the airport. A lot of them, that was their first time actually seeing her interact with an aircraft. And so I would say, first and foremost, to keep Christ at the center. You know, I teach Nyla, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so as they have called her the singing Princess Pilot, the singing that she's doing, she's singing songs like Amazing Grace. Yes. You know, she's singing songs of praise and worship. And so she uses this as a way to let people know that these things have been accomplished, but it's been because of the Lord. And so I would say, first and foremost, keep Christ at the center. The second thing that I would say is don't try to choose your child's path for them. Because I had a background in the arts. For a little while, I was putting Nyla in a lot of acting classes and things like that. But she went another route. She had a desire to fly airplanes. I have a fear of roller coasters. But this is what she wanted to do. This is what the Lord called her to do. And as parents, we have to understand that our children have their own special purpose for coming here. They are children, but they're on lend to us from God. And we have to yield our will to the will of the Lord. Because what ended up happening, which I didn't know was going to happen, now is that aviation has now opened up the door for her to be able to use her other gifts like singing and acting and things. But it's been through the door of aviation. And then the third thing that I would say to young mothers, I would say that if you are a single mother raising your children and you know you're a single mom, it's not about you trying to be a father. You can never be a father. You're supposed to be the mother. So what is you pray and you seek out positive male role models for your children to help to balance things out. Nyla, the Tuskegee Airmen have been such an integral part of her life. They've been at every graduation, these different events over the years, and they're like grandfather figures to her. Yeah. And it's helped to remain, help her to remain balanced. So I would say those three things. Keep Christ at the center. Don't choose your child's purpose, you know, for them. And thirdly, if you're a single mother raising your children, don't think that you have to be the father. That is not what you have to do. It's about finding the right male mentors to be in your children's lives.
Well, that's good advice. Yes, of course.
Let me tell you something. For those people who don't know, Sophia, she's like my spiritual daughter. And that would make Nyla my spiritual granddaughter. But it's all because her mother did not mind me saying that in perspective of her. But keep in mind, in education and as a professionalism side of it, you don't know what we call fraternization, in other words, crossing the threshold, crossing the professional line to the family line. Don't migrate or integrate that. But in this case, it works.
Yes.
It's one of the rare cases because we all three have in the center of our lives is God. It started that way. Yes. It continued that way. And it will continue that way. When you have him in the center, whatever two or more gathered together there, Jesus in the middle, it will be successful.
Yes.
That's a big key.
Yes.
But one thing I noticed about Sophia and Nyla, they use the other text, speak it as though it is so. But she had to speak it, but she had to take one step before that and jump into vision. She had to have a vision. So she had to go into her Habakkuk and take a look and see what's in there that God has planned for her to do as she learns it in process.
Yes.
Schools won't teach that. That's God-given classroom work there.
Amen.
That is so true. Nyla, let me ask you. Now, you went from a princess, you know, that princess, and, you know, Juneteenth, you were, you know, the princess, and no one knew that you were like the flying nun, that you were the nun, but you weren't the nun, you were the princess. And now you're a flying princess. You're a flying princess. Now,
yes.
What advice would you give to young people to inspire? You know, do they inspire to be beautiful, or do they inspire to go higher and to fly if they so choose to fly? But what exactly should their goal be? Is it on looks, or is it on your brain, what's in your brain, what's in your mind?
Well, I have a piece that I would like to share with you. Can I share
okay,
it?
Okay, please.
Sembeyamba,
hekukaye, kwenko. Sembeyamba, hekukaye, when cold, in the amba, in the amba, when cold, we are marching in the light of God. We are marching in the light of God. We are marching.
We are marching.
We are marching. Ooh, ooh. We are marching in the light of God.
Turn the rain on the thunder, turn the storm on new. I'ma walk, I'ma march on the regular, paint the white flag blue. I'm telling these tears gone some way, oh, oh, oh.
May the last one burn into flame.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose, hey. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too.
I break chains
all myself. One last freedom burn in hell.
Hey,
I became a runner cause the wind don't quit himself. Free, minimize, chain and socialize. To ignore the hurt and with jealous cries. Free from the stench of negative media images. We gotta think of the greatest achievements are movie stars, entertainers,
football and basketball,
scrimmages, or a slam dunk into a truth that will shock ya. Off the court, we are partisan doctors. Personal anger about it. Personal things that clouded. Personal things that taught us no lessons.
Hear my cry, hear my cry, hear my cry.
And when you respond, respond with something that's good for you and I.
Three.
Oh, wow.
I like
that's
that.
Beautiful. I love that. I love that, Nala. That is beautiful.
Thank you.
That speaks volumes in that, because that is definitely choreographed well.
Yeah, that's the message. Every time that we have an opportunity to share with young people, we want to let them know, you know, a true freedom is about freedom of the mind. It's about freedom of the heart. But it's also about learning how to work with others. Gathering others together for a purpose, and that's the reason why our lives have been able to take the turns that they've taken in a positive way, because we recognize that it's about working within a community with community members. We recognize that we would not be where we are without friends like the Tuskegee Airmen, and also I have to mention Black Pilots of America. They're also an amazing group of men and women at the city airport, what they would do is that when Nyla would have her exams and things to do, they would literally sit in the lunchroom with her, and they would go through her material with her, literally page by page, going over the different aviation concepts and things.
Yeah.
And so we know we didn't do this alone. You know, when she graduated, she had a lot of people that were on that stage with her that day,
yeah.
You know, in spirit, because that's a shared diploma. She would not have been able to accomplish those things had it not been for people like that. And we have to mention Colonel Lawrence Melvin. He was the first African-American to graduate from her school. And he, again, even he took time with her. He was the one who led her to the robotics team. And he's continued to be just a great mentor for her. And even now, you know, offering, he actually offered to send her to New York to train with a commercial airline. Okay. But we're going to go ahead and get the degree first. But, you know, having people that love her, it gives me peace of mind because I know they have her best interest at heart. But, again, we recognize that we're not in this alone, and that's the most important thing.
Can we add a commercial spot also? Two more places. Ms. Nada is going to be at with the Mother's Okay, and Ms. Poindexter, if you don't mind. One of them is going to be at Metro Youth Day next week, I believe, at Belle Isle in Detroit, my home city. And also July 18th, Miss Kim Weston Day at the city of Airport Detroit.
Yes.
Sophie, you could probably talk about that, but I got to bring that in because that just before the show ends, because Nia's going to be in both of them singing and being appearing, especially for our very good friend, Miss Kim Weston. So I want to put that out there. So
we're excited to have been asked to host it. And that event is going to take place at the Coleman A. Young International Airport. That address is 11499 Connor Street in Detroit, Michigan. Again, that's 11499 Connor Street in Detroit, Michigan. It will run from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Youth Aviation Building. And a few days before that, July 18th date, it's actually the open house for the Civil Air Patrol, so you can come and learn all about the Detroit 100 Squadron. That's going to be July the 10th, which is a Saturday, and it'll be from 12 until 2. Again, that's July the 10th, which is a Saturday, next Saturday, from 12 until 2 o'clock p.m. Same address, 11499 Connor Street in Detroit, Michigan. And we also welcome all the time. We're there at the city airport with Kids Can Soar from 6 to 8 p.m. Nyla is also she does speaking engagements as young as preschool age children. She goes and speaks to them. She sings to them about airplanes, and she takes her pictures and she takes the video, and they get to take a picture with the Flying Princess pilot. And so if anyone wants to contact us, they can feel free. The best way is through email. We are at artist with the S at the end, artist and aviators at hotmail.com. Again, that's artist with an S at the end and aviators at hotmail.com. And we're so grateful for this time today because the most important thing is the story getting out.
Yes.
Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. Nala, how old were you when you got your pilot's license?
I have not received my pilot's license yet, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so she's completing her search and rescue training. Because what we did was we pulled back a little because we don't want her just to have the private pilot. We want her to have the medical certifications and all of that as well, so that she's actually training to do search and rescue as an aviator. And that just opens up so many more doors than just being a private pilot.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm,
yes.
Mm-hmm,
so were you anxious to go down to Florida and to help them out if you could?
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes, definitely. Yes.
And we're having so many problems here in Michigan. Yeah, we're having so much flooding. Our governor just declared a state of emergency here. And so I know last year or the year before, we helped with a lot of flooding things that happened here. We did thousands of sandbags that we helped in to place around the home in the Jefferson Chalmers community area.
Yeah,
so here in Michigan, the need is so great.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing I love about our Civil Air Patrol is that we always try to make sure we focus on in-house first, and then from in-house, then we branch out to Michigan and then to the world abroad. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's good. That's really good. Mm-hmm. That is so good because help is needed all over. And it's good that, you know, Nyla, you have a wonderful mother that, you know, helped guide you and allowed you to, you know, to be free to choose what it is that you wanted to do. And you've had a lot of opportunities that had come across you, and I'm so glad that you chose the right path. Because I'm sure that, you know, you had some bad choices that could have got in there as well, but you chose the right one. And, you know, and so I truly commend you.
It's amazing the way this even the way the school year ended. We have thousands of students, over 4,000 students in Detroit Public Schools. And what happened towards the end of the school year, the Detroit Public Schools media department, they came to Nyla's school and they actually did a feature on her story. And they actually they captured her story from when she was 5 years old up till her acceptance into MIAT. Yeah. And that story is actually on the Detroit Public Schools website. So you can always even Google her name, Nyla Crosby, and all these different stories. They're going to come up. You're going to see the first robotic story even, you know, there, right there. So what I love about that is that, you know, we use Google a lot. We use our computers a lot. But this is a way that we can inspire young people to see something positive, seeing someone their age doing something positive.
And I'm so glad to be able to do a positive story because they're rare. They're truly rare.
They are.
Nala, I have a question to ask you. Now, with you doing robotics, now, does that have anything to do with this AI, artificial intelligence?
Yes.
Can
you elaborate?
Oh, yes. Yes, because we use the arms of the robot for it to shoot. What are those called? Baskets for the ball. And grab it.
And the ones that really get it, they're able to have their robot to pull up on the rim and then hang from the rim.
Actually, before the pandemic hit, my team, Team 2591, we won in second place in the world competition.
State of Michigan. That would have taken them right into the world after that. So we had a little pause due to the pandemic, but they did very well in the competition.
You know what? One thing about technology, because of COVID-19 and now COVID-21 with the Delta problem going on, Zoom classrooms and those kinds of technology has now migrated itself into things that probably Sophia will probably be doing more, hopefully, with Nyla. So you'll be able to see her simulcasting, if you will, being on radio. We can do it at the same time as radio, on the air with you, and then put a camera, put a laptop in your room or some spot you pick, and that way you can see each other and people can see us in this theater. And I believe her training is going to go there to help those students who may have, I don't call them disabilities, I call them with abilities, to able to do other things. And I believe her training is going to reach out and technology side of it. And that's kind of into my vision. And I'm going to do whatever I can to help her get there because her mental capacity is already ready for it. Her physical body is ready physically. She can run. The girl can move around. She ain't no slowpoke. So I know for a fact she's health-wise, mentally and spiritually also. So I believe why let those skills that sit quiet inside her when she can just fly like an eagle, as I started the show, and just spread her wings and move higher up in the altitude and reach out more in our airspace and then airspace globally. It's not just for America. This is anywhere on the planet. This is how we share our technology.
That's right. And we were even blessed this summer. We wanted to do something unique for the students. And we actually did a virtual field trip to the Newark Museum of Art, and they had a whole science and technology day.
Yes.
And we were able to meet Mae Jemison, and we were able to have chats with her live.
Yes.
And we were actually able to visit the space station, and you know, so it's this pandemic, it has really opened a lot of doors. That were, you know, people didn't even know were possible prior to the pandemic. So we've had a lot of virtual field trips without even leaving the house with our students that are in the Kids Can Soar. Yeah. And so this has really just totally opened up things. And so we're excited. We're looking at, as far as future plans, we've been approached by the International Optimist Club,
and we're looking at doing a STEM school that will be a virtual school. And so we're excited. We're excited about the future. Yes.
Yeah, see, that's great. My granddaughter loves the STEM program. She's into science and things like that. She loves science.
Being a teacher, it's not an easy job. And I know Sophia can make that, teaching theater and arts, and I can teach it from aviation and theater and arts. Twitter, I understand teaching is not an easy gift unless it comes from God. One thing Jesus did a lot is he taught his disciples. He spent time with his students. He mentored them.
Yes,
he handpicked them on the job, taught them their skills that he wants them to do, and then he sent them out to go to work. I had to have a spiritual moment, y'all. But it was in that thinking. That's the way we should do. We don't spare our gifts and keep them to ourselves. We share them with our kids, like Sophie is doing with Nyla. And then the child goes on beyond that and move forward and reach out to the other young people that us adults cannot seem to get into their brains, but a young child or young lady of her age can do this. And that reach out to girls that you don't hear a lot in aviation, but you'll be hearing more from me later on as this develops a different way, how I'm going to try and look at aviation and other areas where women should be moving forward in aviation, more so you hear about, in piloting programs. So they help you. I remember meeting Mae Jameson at the Ford 100 plant, and that was right when I met Booty Buford there from the United Negro Council. I was there because we had been with the Air Patrol Squadron. We had our four F-18s, our four F come out of Selfridge, our four F-16s, not 18s. And they were there for flyover. You can find a CD on that. The Civil Air Patrol front and center with that show with Mae Jameson on location and the Wright aircraft, family name, on location. We spent a whole week with Ford 100, and I loved it. I will never forget it. I know that was when I met Mr. Buford, the first black male astronaut. He showed me some pictures that you haven't seen. They're talking about UFOs and other stuff. These are pictures he took. I can only imagine what Mae Jameson took in her camera, and I wish not if you get to talk to her again, ask her if she takes them, because I know Buford did. And I know most astronauts
I know one thing that she really stressed in the event and in her presentation was the fact that that she loves dance.
Okay.
And when she went into outer space, she took like Elvin Ailey poster with her, and so she was just saying how it's music and the arts that actually helped her to enhance on the mathematical and science side. Because a lot of times we don't separate the art from the sciences when actually they go hand in hand. Students who take music lessons actually score higher when it comes to math and science. And so, another, miscommunication or, misinformation, should I say, that goes out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of separation. We're artists on this side, and then other scientists over there. No, we all meet in the middle.
Because when you think of geometry, we use that in flying all the time, just geometry alone. But you need the algebra to get the payload, the fuel, the size of the aircraft, and what its performance is. So math comes in there a lot with engineering, and you have to have the technology to teach it. And that's where the other key comes from. So it's science, and we need to respect science in its maximum form. It's God-given, not man-made. Let's get that correct.
No.
It's God-given science. So he started it off and we'll finish it all. But it is not some big explosion somewhere, and that man's man, wrong answer.
Right.
They come from God's creative insight, and we will try to bring science to merge with that to explain so more people can get this right why we're at this point in time we are right now.
That's right, and even when we introduce the concepts of aviation to the children, we're using the arts. We're reenacting the stories of the Tuskegee Airmen. You know, we have the children building Lego aircraft, you know. And so so the art ties in. That's how they're learning the parts of the airplane. And so we don't have to separate it. It ties in. It ties in.
Into playing. That's really good.
Now, if you think of it also, look at cars and what cars are doing. I asked Ford when I was working over at Ford to build me one car. They said, what is that? I said, Pegasus. He says, why do you want Pegasus? I said, because I like to fly. Son of your car with wings. This was 2 years.
Wow.
This is 10 years ago. Do you know there are now cars that fly?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yes, they do.
I remember the car comes from that.
Like
you
drive it to the airport,
ago,
you drive to the flight line, and you fly away.
This is where we are, folks. That's how I wanted to bring this together. That's why I said Nida's going to be very intricate now because she understands how to fly. I'm sure she worried Mama about I want to drive. So let her put her time together and help create a drone, which she likes, and create a drone that does that. And then pretty soon we're going to end up having that kind of idea right here on the ground. And I know a good friend of mine that Sophia knows wants to see that in paper. And he said he will help get that out in the world. And you know who I'm talking about. I'm saying his name, Sophia, your buddy over there at City Airport. So the idea and the concept can come together with the thinking of a child's thinking, of a young person. I won't say a young lady's thinking to make a world of difference if she moves forward in taking her brain concept and bringing it all the way through her eyes of her vision. She's already heard from the Lord how to go. All she got to do is speak it as though it's so.
Yes, and we know we have the right support to see it done.
Now Nala put the new Juneteenth princess who's 5 years old. What advice would you give her?
Rosie.
What advice would you give little Rosie?
Well, what I would tell her is be the best you can be, to stay focused in school, to not give up on herself, and to believe in herself as well. And what else would I give her? That she's a beautiful girl, that she can do anything that she can put her mind to it.
And I would tell little Rosie's mom, it's okay to take time to just spend time together. It's important that you're balanced. She's worn this crown for 5 years, and it was a lot of adjusting. I wasn't the type who usually gave my contact information out, so I had to adjust to that. And but I had to make sure that I still protected Nyla. So we had days, and we made sure every month that we had certain days where we had to let that phone call go to voicemail or they had to send an email because we were having mother-daughter time. Because it's very easy to get overwhelmed with doing a lot of stuff. And another thing that I made clear, and I want Rhodey's mom to do this as well, is you have to make sure that people remember that before they are Miss Juneteenth, before they are a pilot, before they're any of those things, they are students first. And those grades matter. And so we cannot allow even community service to affect their grades. We have to make sure that they're not spending so much time doing volunteer work that they're missing class crucial time. And so that was very important, and we learned to balance, and we learned that it was okay to tell people, no, we can't make it to that event because she has to prepare for an exam or because she has to rest. And so we learned the art of no, and that it was okay to say no, that we can make it to everything, because, again, she is a student first. And even making sure that she had her weekly Bible study, that was also important because it's
very easy
to just get caught up, a lot of times she was the youngest person at an event. And so she's a child or, at maybe an adult, fundraiser for Tuskegee Airmen, and she may be the only child there. And so, also just, again, make sure she was still having fun as a child and enjoying life was very important.
There's also one point in there. Sophia hit it right on the head. The father that you don't see around is already there. And that's God and Jesus, if
that's
you will.
Right.
That father is there to motivate her on her dark days when she's by herself. Will she find time to solace to spend with him? Because I had to do it a lot of times. But from a mother to a daughter who have maybe an absence of that, she said one thing, I don't have to be a father. I just need to be the mother. But Nyla must always remember she has a father, which is Jesus.
That's right.
And he's there when nobody else can be around. And one day, Nyla, you're going to need him more so than you ever thought. when nobody can reach out to you. You're going to have to use that spirit of trust, belief, faith, confidence, consistency, and professionalism. To maintain your successful flight. Because if you get contaminated fuel inside you from the demons around that you have to go in sometime, don't let them get into your system. Keep your fuel clean and pure. Your spirit will stay high and above, and you'll continue to do what Sophie is going to say, soar. And I'm going to be able to help with my thing.
And we love that phrase, soar. Our acronym for soar is stand out, always rise.
Stand out, always rise. I like that.
That's
all right.
Bring it up, but you wouldn't bring it.
Nala, now what brought you to Kim Wesley?
What was the question again?
What brought you to Kim Wesley?
How do we connect with her?
Yes. That's right.
Oh, well, she's on the phone. So it was her birthday.
Birthday tribute.
Yeah, Colonel had us do that birthday tribute, and that we've been connected ever since then. And that's another thing I try to teach, because one of your four core values is respect. And respecting the legacy that went before you is very, very important. And we have found that in honoring our elders, so many things have come, you know, out of just honor.
Yes.
You know, T.D. Jakes even preaches a message, and he titled it, When God Smells Honor. And it's so important because when we think about our praise goes up into his nostrils like a sweet fragrance. But when we honor, that goes up into his nostrils as a sweet fragrance as well. And when he sees you honoring people from your heart, that's the type of heart that he wants to bless, because he knows he can trust you with leadership.
Yeah.
Because your heart is right and you have the right motives. You have a lot of people who get into positions, maybe their talent took them there, but because they don't have the right character, there's like a fall from grace that happens.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's very important to have the right heart and the right motives.
Yes.
So very true.
Yeah.
Well, this is just amazing.
I'm truly grateful. You have raised an outstanding daughter. Now I know that you're going to continue to rise and just go forward. And I just look forward to hearing more about you, just all the things that you are doing and that you prepared to do and that you will do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And please, again, you know, come and see us. If you're in and around the city of Detroit, again, we're there at the Coleman A. Young International Airport at the 11499 Connor Street in Detroit, Michigan. And I'm telling you, when you see the Houston Aviation Building, it's a beautiful sight to see. You'll be able to see the statue as soon as you pull up in front of the airport, and then the murals of the Detroit 100 that's inside of the building. I mean, when people see it, they're in awe to see all the names of the original Detroit 100 squadron. And as a matter of fact, a lot of people, they don't know that Mary Coleman Young was actually a Tuskegee Airman as well. And so, Mom Kim Weston is actually an honorary Tuskegee Airman because of her involvement with the Tuskegee Airmen over the years.
Yeah.
And that's a very honorable title to have, to have such an amazing group of men and women to look at you and say, because of your commitment to the community, we want to actually place this honor upon you as well. It takes a lot of commitment to the community for people to see that in you. And definitely Mama Kim, you know, we're going to be sharing more on her actual day at the airport on July the 18th from 5 to 8. But she has been, you know, she's really an unsung hero, Shiro we call her. And that's going to be a day where every year we're going to make sure that we honor her.
Yes.
We want to make sure that we honor her for all that she has given.
Yes.
And,
yes.
you know, and I believe in you. Give me my roses where I can still smell them.
Yes.
I'm a firm believer in that. Yeah, so we're looking forward to, you know, honoring Mama Kim because, again, well-deserved. You know, again, one of our unsung heroes. But, again, we're going to, just like we've been going around sharing the story of Tuskegee Airmen all these years, now we have her story
her
that
story.
We want to make sure that we're sharing.
Yes, which is important that her story gets out because she does have a very, very inspiring story. And then we look at all the artists that, you know, because of her festival that, you know, we were able to, listen to it because of them being in her festival, the program that she ran. And it turned out some great artists, some great talent.
That's right.
That's still being put into use today.
Yes, and
so
I just can't wait to really share her story. And like I said, it'll blow people's minds. We talk about, even with Tuskegee Airmen, you know, we talk a lot about them. But few people know about Willa Beatrice Brown. Miss Willa Beatrice Brown was actually played a huge role in training many of the Tuskegee Airmen. Her and her husband actually created the first integrated aviation school in Chicago that trained a lot of those first black aviators, and it was an integrated aviation school. And so you don't hear much about her. We heard a little bit about her during Women's History Month.
Yeah.
They covered her a little bit on The View.
Mm-hmm.
But to actually look into her story, one of the first women of color, or the first women of color even to have a leadership role even in the Civil Air Patrol. And so, you know, again, unsung heroes, but we are about sharing the story of these women, these stories of these women, because it needs to be known. If there are statues of Tuskegee Airmen that are going up in honor, then there definitely needs to be statues of Willa Beatrice Brown going up as well, because she played, again, a vital role in the training of many of these men, and I just say women as well, in aviation as well.
Well, see, and these are the things that we need to hear, that, you know, that our children need to hear, and adults. Pardon me?
I was going to say, you're going to hear more on Ms. Nyla and Sophia within technology and the Tuskegee Airmen side, women in space, women in the air, women in flying. I can see it coming. It's just not long from now, and you'll see the connection between Tuskegee Airmen side and the women in flying. She's going to be a good rep now. She's been a Tuskegee Airmen member, a Civil Air Patrol member for a long time. I'm going to see her, I would think, on the Tuskegee Airmen side. Now she's of age to join the youth staff. She can go right into the adult side. And I feel that's coming in days, weeks, months, or even a year. But within that concept, she'll be already embedded to that particular organization, which I'm a part of also. Like I said, I'm a Tidewater chapter. Even used to be at the Red Tail there in Detroit, and also in Macomb at the Macon Thomas chapter. So I've been a part of three chapters, two of Michigan and one here in Virginia. So Tuskegee Airmen family has been through a lot. They're growing, but with the youth coming about now, we'll keep the donors in good flavor of education, because that's where they need to hear about it, in schools and events like that they're being a part of. And this new technology side, the one donor that was with me here in in Virginia Beach, he was so quiet, he just watched. He said, man, we didn't have this stuff when we were flying. We didn't have anything.
Wow.
And I'm glad you're doing it now. He personally thanked me and said, because this is what is needed to continue. I said, you know what? We cleaned up missing data. All we're doing is taking the corrupt data out, purging it out, cleaning it up, resetting it, and reloading it. And Nyla this young lady here, they're going to hear about her right here in Virginia where I'm at now, because I was in Detroit just today. And so she's going to be able to expound on this more in technological ways, like I said, through Zoom and those things that I'm going to get with her mother. And we're going to plan some things out, because it doesn't stop here. But we do appreciate
it. No, not at all. She just turned 18, so it's just the beginning. She just graduated, so it's just the beginning.
Yes, 18, wow.
It's so funny. We'll go for an interview in person, and they'll have Nyla's resume ahead of time, and we'll walk in, and they'll start talking to me like I'm Miss Juneteenth, and I'm like, no, she's Miss Juneteenth, or that, like, I'm the one flying. No, it's my daughter. It's like, even they'll have the resume, but they can't wrap their mind around the fact that this is a teenager. They're like, I read this, and I just automatically, my mind went to, this is an adult doing some amazing things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, this is her. You know, she's been doing this since she was 11 years old. And, you know, we just love, you know, the opportunity to share that we have youth who are doing amazing things. You know, they have you know, the colonels and their, you know, majors, and but they're young people, you know, and they're leading, and they're teaching the classes, and they're leading their team in search and rescue. It's cadet led when it's on the cadet side, you know, so it's so much.
One person,
so much.
Sophia, I want you to try and catch up with one person there in Detroit I just thought of, who's a very good friend of mine. Her name is Carol Gitt. Have you ever heard the name? Carol Gitt.
I got it in.
Miss USA.
Okay.
Yeah. She was at the radio station with me there in Detroit, and we talked about success and how she's been able to do it at that age, well over 20-some years ago. But she's there in Detroit. I want to have these women that I know that are successful to help her get through those doors, because she made the Miss USA. You know, she's been exposed, and she knows how to handle that in character development, because she's at that point. And then meet, you know, certain people like that to help her in women development so she can reach out with her. And every now and then I'm going to think of a few names of people I personally know who have been on the radio shows with me who I know will be able to help you all move forward.
Oh, we're definitely looking forward to this. Oh, wow. We're really looking forward.
She's at Plymouth Church, last place I know, with Pastor, I'm trying to think of his name. I can't think of his name, but he's over at Plymouth Church. If you go over there, you should be able to find where she's at now if she's not there already.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we know how to use this search. we're definitely going to be doing some reaching out.
Yeah.
Very, very excited. Very excited. Yeah. So this, like I said, this month is we have the the open house on next Saturday that we just want to invite families out to at the city airport 12 to 2. And we're not just seeking out cadets. We're also seeking out adults who may have an interest in being a part of our Still We Air Patrol Detroit 100 Squadron as well. And so that'll be on this bench. And then we have
about that, Sophia?
Question 18. What was that?
Can I mention something about the Civil Air Patrol before you talk about Miss Weston?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah.
Civil Air Patrol, from a personal side, my side, I've been a member of it since 2000 all the way to 2010. Every part of Civil Air Patrol I enjoyed, even to a point where I want to see our young people go into that area. They teach the cadets personally in groups therapy, if you will. I call it that way because you have to have a touch. You have to have a spiritual connection. And you have an emotional connection. But your mission is to find a little lost child one day, maybe in the middle of Belle Isle. And that happened to me on location when we were doing Metro Youth Day. And I spent the night there. And I remember a mother came up. We were in our Civil Air Patrol uniform because they were with me.
Wow.
The Army was with me, Air Force and Navy and Coast Guard. They had set the child on the ground. Mother come in crying, said, I cannot find my child. And she grabbed me because I was the station commander. On the site, and she came out, and I got a description like the Civil Air Patrol does, and asked where was the last known location, what clothes was she was having. I didn't have a cell phone at the time to take picture or any of that, but we were able to locate her with our team of Civil Air Patrol cadets and two other commanders on the site of Belle Isle. On that
That's
site.
A huge
we
island. Wow.
That means like 100,000 people. It's broad daylight, by the way. It's not nighttime. That's like a pin in a haystack.
Yes.
Wow.
To bring that child
back.
They
come by the school bus load. It's thousands of them, just not just kids, but they come by the bus loads and they feel that island. And another thing, when you said that, the first thing I thought about was the water, because it is an island. And the first thing you think about as a mother is, I want to make sure my child is nowhere near water.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And,
right.
And so, wow. Yes, that's beautiful.
That money will pay off. You use it later on in life. I use it now. Still, when I do CERT. That's Community Emergency Response Team. And when I was with Red Cross in Detroit. That training works together in tandem with other events. The Thanksgiving Day Parade, I use it there. The Grand Prix, right there on Belle Isle, thanks to Roger Penske. He put Belle Isle on that. He put that place on the map just 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, Grand Prix was there.
Yeah.
And I spent a good total of 7 years alone with that. And then the Detroit Metro Youth Day, which would be, next week, I believe. I spent a good 30 years with that one. And Eddie just pulled that off. He's Air Force guy. He's an Air Force reservist coming in the community of Detroit. Because the gangs and the businesses couldn't get along, he created that project. And it's been successful ever since then. The only year, as far as I know, he was not able to do what he likes to do best is that, is COVID last year. Now he's good and ready to go. I keep in touch with him because he's good at pulling that thing off, but it takes a lot of teams, a lot of businesses, and they all come together right there in Detroit. And Nyla, she's seen it quite a few times, if I'm not wrong.
many years, over the years. And to look at those pictures and see how she just grew up right there in Metro USA.
Our comment, and we're going to let the ladies have an early evening. So if anyone has a question or comment, if you press the number one, I'll be happy to open up your line so that you may do so. If not, then we can close out early tonight. It's good to have a show where still good show and it's a good news.
Could I interrupt Sophia to hear and say one more time about Kim Weston's event for City Airport?
The Detroit 100 parents, we're the parents of the Detroit 100 squadron. We are going to be hosting our Detroit 100 parent event, first event with our new parents who are going to come on board on July the 10th. So we start moving right away as soon as they come in and say they have an interest, so they know they're part of a family. And so we'll be hosting our first event with the new group and with our our members that are already committed to the squadron. July the 18th, which is a Sunday, which was also designated Kim Weston Day by our mayor, Coleman Young. And she was given the key to the city on that day as well. And so we'll be having that again at the Coleman A. Young Airport, 11499 Conner Street, Detroit, Michigan, on that day from 5 until 8 p.m. And so our honored guest that day will be Ms. Kim Weston. And we have some other surprises as well. And so we don't want to give everything away, but we have some people that want to just show some honor to Ms. Kim Weston and to the legacy of Tuskegee Airmen as well. And so it'll be a time. This concept of Motown collaborations with Tuskegee Airmen and just with soldiers, it really a lot of people don't know the important role that Motown music that it had on the soldiers during Vietnam. And it's actually a documentary that was done on how the Motown music helped them with their mental state during the Vietnam War. We know that a lot of them, their protection of us during that time, they didn't come back, and they came back, and they weren't appreciated. But it was the Motown music that helped them through that. You know, a lot of them, and a lot of stories have been shared about that. And so what we did when we first started with the Northland programs when Nyla was younger, what we did was we said, well, we like gathering at Northland, so why don't we, after the programs, why don't we meet in the eateries, and those families can come and after you just, you know, sit and have lunch with us. And so that's what started the Lunch with Heroes program. And from there it has grown to our children. We train them on journalism. And so they actually they do interviews with our Tuskegee Airmen and with our Motown legends and with our daughters and sons of Motown legends. And so it's been a beautiful collaboration over the years, again, starting back when she was 5 years old, and it has continued on. And so we're looking at more of those now that the COVID restrictions are being lifted. And so just, keep an eye out. Again, if you email me at artistsandaviators@hotmail.com, I can send you those upcoming events, and you'll have an official flyer.
Can I mention one comment on one thing, the validity of what she said about soldiers and music and overseas, all the different branches I've been overseas many times. In Germany, in Gießen, specifically, there's a club there called Rivers Barracks. One of the things I did was play music to those who are right there on that Russian border line there, defending, including myself. And music is what brought us through some tough days of warfare, of different training and rounds and stuff and things that we had to do.
Yes.
And music like Kim Weston's and many other artists, that music is spirit. And sometimes the gospel, and I got to bring the gospel there, it comes through music sometimes through their testimony in that song of where they're at in that point in time. It's the words, it's the lyrics, it's the beats, it's the spiritual connection you have. Because like Psalms 150, you got to praise, you got to have a high praise. Doesn't mean you have to be a choir member, singer. Doesn't mean you have to be the best musician. And it doesn't mean you have to be the director. But the high praise comes from one-on-one communication with the Lord. And you got to have some music in there because the Lord likes that trumpet sound. He likes that high sound. And so you got to bring that in. And music is the key to that success of music in contact with God. There's no doubt about it. I just wanted to bring that in. I'm sure you won't open the phone lines, but I just want to put that
in there. Definitely.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Colonel.
Wow.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for coming. We do have a person with their hand up. 786 is a dear friend of mine. I just love him. 786. And y'all are going to love him, too.
Good evening, everyone. Colonel, I really appreciate the work you've done there. This is Ray Fauntroy, by the way.
You have to tell him who your brother is, Brother Ray.
Yeah. I appreciate what you guys are doing. And, I'm elated. And the young lady, you're such a breath of fresh air. Because our young people need to be near us, because, see, you can rescue a lot of other young people just by listening to your words and seeing your progression, And I'm just grateful. I'm thankful to Antoinette for asking me to come to this show tonight. I do so many shows, and I have so much work to do. But I want to say that our young people are begging for what you guys are doing there in Detroit. And I truly, truly appreciate everything I've heard so far today, tonight. And as Antoinette says, my brother, my oldest brother, William T. Fauntroy Jr., is a Tuskegee Adota. He's a documented original Tuskegee Airman. He's 95 years old.
Amen.
And he's very active. He's very active today. I hope that he heard this program tonight, because I know it will just inspire him. From what I've heard, it's inspired me. And, I can't say it. I really can't praise it anymore. I just have to thank God for you and for the work that you are doing. Thank you for having the courage and the belief and the faith in God that you have, because that's what it takes to do this work. And it's work it's work that must be done. And there's nothing, and I want, I'm sorry, I forget the young lady's name.
Nyla.
It's Cadet Deputy Commander Nyla.
Thank you.
And also, Brother Ray, she's also Miss Juneteenth. She's been Miss Juneteenth for five years.
I just got off of a program talking about Juneteenth and the 4th of July and all those things that definitely affect our people. And yes. Nyla, yes. What's your last name, Nyla?
Crosby.
Crosby.
C-R-O-S-B-Y.
Yes.
Nyla Crosby. Now, you can't forget that. Come on, y'all. How you going to forget Nyla Crosby?
Nope.
You can't do that. One day
yes,
we'll be listening, we'll be talking about astronaut Nyla Crosby.
Yes.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
There's two goals for
you
right there.
Yeah, I hope the young people will hear this broadcast at some point. I was a Civil
yes.
Air
yes.
Patrol cadet myself. And
oh,
I know
wow. I like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, right here. Right here in Washington, D.C., I was on the Civil Air Patrol, and I took my flight lessons out at Freeway Airport on Route 50 in Washington.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, I have nothing
I'm just going by there today.
Yeah.
Wow.
For her.
Coming back
and,
from Detroit.
Wish we
wow.
could get more young people involved. And Nyla, you will. Lead others into this great and wonderful. And listen, it does not have to be women. It has to be young people. It does not have to
that's
be young people. It has to be all young
no.
people. Okay?
Yes.
We need to understand mm-hmm. that that's what we're dealing with. Yes, we are the original man. That's us. We're the first
yes.
man, the first woman. Okay? Everybody else came after us. And if you read your Bible,
yes.
it will show you that. But my point to you is this. There's only one race. And there's only one people.
Human.
And there's only one God. So
yes.
we have to understand those things as we go forward in life. Because we will
Amen.
Be tripped up with all the confusion mm-hmm. that the enemy puts on us. But I just want to thank you. I want to thank God for you and thank God for Antoinette pulling this together. And thank God
Amen.
For your parents and for Colonel. Thank you, sir.
You got something. Any doubt, man? Good to hear from you. So you're all right with me.
Well, thanks. Yeah, thank you so much.
Awesome.
And we have to thank
yes,
Miss Kim for bringing this all together.
I tell
you,
she's the bridge. She's the bridge.
I have heard Miss Kim. Is she there?
Miss Kim is.
No, she's listening.
Rest in her voice.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations to all of you, and thank you, Kim,
thank
for
you.
Doing this.
Amen.
You bet. Oh, last thing.
Now they got to say, "Want to say grateful?"
I almost missed.
Brother Bragg, you missed Nyla singing. She has a beautiful voice. You missed her.
Well, I hope she will sing. Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring.
Yes.
Ring
she
with
sings,
the unity.
Yes.
I hope that you would do that and listen to the drum call that we have on Sundays.
Yes.
Every Sunday, 3 p.m. around the world. It started here with
us.
It's around the world now. It's all over the United States. Anyone who wants to join it, you just drum at 3 o'clock Eastern time every Sunday. And it's
awesome.
A unified effort. It's synchronized around the world. And we ask them to pray and pray for divine intervention and to pray
yes.
and to sing the song, lift every voice and sing. And even in their languages, even in their languages of their country, they sing that song, lift every voice and sing.
Wow. That's so key. I'm so glad you mentioned that. One thing, whenever she's asked to sing the national anthem, it is with
mm-hmm.
the agreement that she will sing, lift every voice and sing as well. And so we make sure that both songs are honored whenever she sings at an official event. We cannot just sing the regular national anthem. We must also give honor to lift every voice and sing as well.
May I put
well,
something in here? Just keep in mind me. I sang the national anthem at the first annual Grandparents' Day in Washington at the Capitol, U.S. Capitol, with the Congress and the Senate. And when I finished the national anthem, I sang with every voice and sing. And I mean, it was a progression. And I mean, they were cheering and clapping. And when I started to lift every voice and sing, you could hear a pin drop. And when it was done, when I finished, you know, everybody was dumbfounded because they'd never heard that song, and they'd never heard those words. And my statement was, one song talks about dropping bombs bursting in the air, and the other song talks about love and talks about God and talks about unity of mankind.
Balance.
So I appreciate you, Nyla, for doing that. Continue to do that everywhere you can. You gotta push the narrative of love for one another.
That's right.
And that's what Lift
that's
Every
right.
Voice and Sing does. So continue to do your work. Now you're right there with Kim Weston, and she can make certain that you get in the studio and record that wonderful voice and on a wonderful song. So
we're excited about the duets that are coming. and you can also you can, if you go to YouTube and you can do a search for Tuskegee Airmen Memorial Detroit, and you'll be able to see the footage from our Channel 7 News station that was there from the Tuskegee Memorial Day, and you'll hear Nyla's, you'll see Nyla singing, you'll be able to hear her voice throughout the entire coverage of that story.
Yeah.
And they have her voice underneath singing throughout the whole showing of that story. Yeah, so that's Tuskegee Airmen Memorial Detroit.
Brother Ray, I'll send
it to you. Please, I'm waiting.
Yes, definitely be encouraged.
Yeah,
thank
that
you.
Would do
thank
that.
You so much for your encouragement.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Brother Ray is a great guy, y'all. And his brother Billy is a sweet man also. The couple times that I've talked to him, he's a very sweet man.
What was the last name again?
Pardon me?
Can you spell your last name for us again, please?
Yes, it's F like Frank, A, U, N like Nancy, T Thomas, R-O-Y. You may know Walter Fauntroy, Congressman Walter Fauntroy. That's my other brother.
Oh, wow. Awesome, awesome. The family history is amazing.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
God is amazing,
wow.
And your family is amazing. All of our families are amazing. We just have
to
listen to narrative. We've got to let the world know who we are.
That's it.
Yeah.
We have to have our narrative heard. Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Every one of us. Don't forget it. And to Nyla, you can do anything you want to do, anytime you want. God is in your spirit, sweetheart. Don't let him go.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. And she truly has an inspiring story, an inspiring journey. You know, the fly. And that, you know what? I'm sorry because I didn't ask you, Sabrina. Now, have you ever flown with your daughter?
So when I go up, it takes a lot of courage for me to go up. When I go up, what I'm often doing is I'm broadcasting live, or I'm doing photos. But thanks to technology, what they've done now is that in a lot of the Tuskegee Airmen airplanes and gliders, they actually have a video camera that takes video and pictures. And so it's actually in those airplanes and in those gliders. But the other thing is they have, what is that, a hat camera? Is that a hat camera?
Yeah,
so they have a camera that they attach to their hat now, too. So you get to see what they see as the team pilots, too. So that's a new added great thing. So we can, see things live that they're seeing, which is pretty cool.
So you don't have to physically be in the plane. You don't have to physically be there.
I did go up a few times with her, and I can say it's definitely an experience to have my daughter co-piloting me around the Michigan.
And so did she do any trips or anything to make you have a heart attack?
No, because I was so in awe of the moment. I was just that's the best thing I can say. And it's one thing, the commercial airplanes, you don't get the same effect of being in the Cessna or being in the glider. It's not the same effect at all. When you're in the Cessnas and the gliders, it's like you're in a movie. It reminds me of being inside of a movie because everything is so close. It's so like you can just reach out and touch a cloud.
Oh, wow. So you actually get the 3D. you actually get the 3D.
Yes. That's how you feel, because everything is so close to you. Yes. Yes, when you're in a commercial plane, it seems like you're further away. But those, especially the gliders, it's all the experience. So it's like you're literally soaring.
I'm going to have to ask you on all of this, because you spoke of that. What is it like to go through a cloud?
It's like going through a cloud.
Well, going through a cloud, you definitely have to use your instrument, and it looks like fog. A lot of fog when you go through a cloud.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what you call it? You call it cotton candy. You call it cotton candy. It's like you're flying through cotton candy.
Does it look the same on the inside as it does on the outside?
Yes.
Like you're flying through the cotton.
Cotton.
Yes, this is beautiful. Beautiful.
One thing about flying, there's two ways of doing it. There's a VFR, which is visual flight rules, and then there's IFR, instrument flight rules. The difference is visual. You can see around you out your window with all the views. You can see what's coming in. You watch your dials. You know where you're going. You know your altitude, your speed. You have to know where you're at on your throttle. You have a lot to do. You just don't just sit there and pilot. Okay, let it fly by itself. I showed, like, now as I mentioned earlier, when it's on autopilot, the computer controls the aircraft with the pilot still with the hands on the controls.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So if someone wants to go away on that on auto, she has to still know how to fly that plane right where it's at. And the key here is once she goes to visual flight rules, she knows what's on the stuff. But in a cloud with instruments, she's got to trust them dials totally, because she can't see anything beyond that until she comes out. She's got to know who's on the radar, who's on the screen, if there's another aircraft nearby, because a lot of pilots go up there. I love it up there. And then you go above them clouds. It's beautiful. The higher you go, the more, the thinner the clouds. But you get those big surge clouds, it's different cold air and different kind of air, because you got to deal with air temperatures up there. So you need to look for that. But it's a beauty to watch. Go in a cloud, come out of a cloud. It does something to you.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
No experience like it. No experience like it.
Oh. Wow. Well, y'all, we're going to wrap this up. If anybody has a question or a comment, now's the time for you to press 1, because we're going to say goodnight. Okay, well, does anyone have any closing remarks that y'all would like to give?
Again, the email address to contact us is artist with an S at the end, artistandaviators@gmail.com. And you can forward your questions to us. Again, if you want Nyla to come into the school or your summer camp or your church, she'll come, and she comes in uniform representing the Civil Air Patrol. Or she'll come as Miss Juneteenth, Michigan. And it's totally up to you how you would like for her to represent as far as what she wears. And but she still shares the entire story of the aviation side and the Miss Juneteenth honor as well. And we just thank you so much again for having her.
Yes, thank you.
I got a question. Can she come by Zoom also? So if she can't, they need her in New York. They need her in Washington. They need her in different cities. I'm just talking to listeners all over the world. They may want her, but they can also reach her by Zoom. Am I correct?
Yes, we
can do a Zoom session as well. As a matter of fact, all of our Civil Air Patrol meetings have been via Zoom throughout the pandemic. And so we've gotten really accustomed to using Zoom. And so we're familiar with the technology now. And so we actually have our own Zoom setting that we can have guests and, all over the world now. As a matter of fact, I wanted to mention one of our collaborations is with families in Lagos, Nigeria. And through technology like Zoom and WhatsApp, they're able to go with us. They've been in the airplane with Nyla via Zoom and via the WhatsApp. They've even gone to the robotics competition. And so we're really, really excited to expanding that even more. But we definitely have had a lot of fun with those children. They're able to see the airplanes, ask questions, and they're all the way in Lagos, Nigeria.
We have drone camp coming up in August right here in Hampton, Virginia, which will be on the Virginia Beach side on at a location, one of the three, or even in Norfolk. My final location will be announced later, but I want to be able to people who are going to be there, I want to try and put her on Zoom so she can speak at that event while I'm there with the flight simulator. So
right.
We have to piece and pieces for that once I get that into the plan of everything. But that's what we're going to do. And then next year, hopefully we're going to do something even bigger.
Awesome. We're definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it.
Wow. Well, I know, now, Brother Ray, correct me if I'm wrong. Tomorrow, the German is going to be done by Zoom, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
It's the Phoenix. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. You're on Zoom tomorrow, Phoenix Rising Drumbeat Coalition. You
awesome.
Can go to Phoenix. Yeah, and it's there. You just hit the key, and it goes right straight to the Zoom. We'll be drumming and Zooming at 3 p.m. And if there are any problems, call me at 786-389-3274. And if you can't remember
Bryce,
that.
Do you know that you're putting your number out on the air?
It's all right with me. Anybody can call me. Jesus can call. Jesus got
okay.
the number, so I ain't worried about nobody else.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not. It doesn't bother me. Okay.
So we're excited about this for tomorrow at 3 p.m. Oh, we're gonna definitely share that with our followers and our
yeah.
listeners. We're really excited
oh,
about it.
Great.
I don't think
That's
I
great.
Read
that.
Yeah. If I may, before we go,
Brother Ray has people from all over the world in different parts of Africa and
yes,
the islands.
Yes. We're in Central and South America. We're even in Australia.
Beautiful.
The Aborigines have picked it up. They pick it up on the Internet. That's why I thank God for the Internet, because this is the only way we could make contact around the world. And it came as a – God brought it to us as a reminder that the drum was used for our ancestors to communicate with one another. And that
yes.
ancestors also used the drum to communicate with the Creator, with God. And it worked for them, and it will work for us. And since there's so much misery around the world today, people are being murdered in wars and fighting all over the world today, and they're looking for a way out. They want this attack to stop. So this seems to be the way that we can all agree on it. You know, and it's working very well. I thank God for it. So that's the whole idea.
I want to grab one quote. I heard earlier from Ms. Poindexter about Dr. King talked about being a drum major. That means be the
yes.
very best that you can be. And I close
mm-hmm.
with that.
I love it.
Absolutely.
I love it. And we've pulled it up. We've poured it up on our Facebook page, and we're definitely going to be sharing this out as believers and participators in Juneteenth. We're looking forward to sharing this out tomorrow. It's a perfect timing and perfect day to do this, to reconnect back to the roots. Yeah, so we're excited about this.
And Nyla, you need to know, I used to drive Martin Luther King Jr. around Washington, D.C. whenever he would come. My brother would assign to pick him up and take him, deliver him to the White House, to wherever house he was going. And that's an honor for me. That's something that I would never, ever forget. So I just want to share that
and
with you all.
We love that connection as well. And Colonel Wright, he was there. We actually share our organization, Acting Up Arts. We started
you
in
met.
The Trey Public Library on Martin Luther King Day, January 11 years ago. And so that day is very, very, very important to us. And he was there. I remember we have pictures of Colonel being there. And he, you had the Bible, didn't you? Yes, you had the Bible. And oh, my gosh, with his notes and everything. So that day means a lot to us. Yes.
Yeah.
one other event, when Dr. King's birthday was presented with Coretta in Atlanta, Georgia, I was there for that day to get it on the calendar for that voting process. I was there. I met Coretta when she came to Troy, Michigan. She came for an event there, and I was on duty there for security at the bank. And she and I was eye to eye, shaking hands, and meeting. When the third Martin Luther King III came at his church in Detroit, I met family members of the King family. So, and being a frat brother, A5A, it's all in our networking anyway for the family of the King family. So, I appreciate that text to come up and the mentioning of it at this point in time from all of us. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Wow, and thank you so much for bringing us all together today. This was just amazing.
Yes, I want to thank y'all for coming, and y'all have a wonderful evening, and, you know, you're welcome to come back at any time. And I truly enjoyed you being my guest.
Thank you so much.
Thank
y'all
you,
have
everyone,
a blessed
for being
evening.
With us.
Thank you.
Yes,
have a blessed evening, everyone.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Too.
I'm going
to call you. Say good night, everyone.
Good night, all.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.